Hello, this is Charlie Tuna, back on the radio.
What's that?
Oh, you noticed the shiner I have. Oh, I got it last night. My wife and I were sitting around, and she leaned over and said, let's have some fun. And then without thinking, I reached for the TV guide. Show maybe a little bit low today. Testing. I sound better today? We have a new microphone here in the studio. Right? They finally threw out the old one that was hidden in the vase of flowers and working with a new one today. About time to start updating some of this equipment around here. I mean, we got things that are so old, you have to chop wood to keep them going. The Eagles, Tequila Sunrise.
It's another tequila sunrise. Staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye. A hired hand working on the dreams he planned to try. The days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town. She's out.
scale of Sunrise, huh? Well, all right, if you're buying. Here's War. Proof that Charlie Tuna not only makes love, but a little bit of war now and then, too. Is there a wind coming up out there? Or is that just the boss breathing, standing next to that dynamite new secretary's desk again, huh? Gypsy Man! War with Charlie Tuna and Gypsy Man. I'm in a pretty good mood today. I was just looking in the Jock Lounge as I came into the studio here to prepare for the show, and they've got some pinups now. They've got Raquel Welch and Phyllis Diller hanging in the Jock Lounge. Yeah, both of them. And the picture of Phyllis Diller isn't that bad either. You getting out soon? And there's something you'll want to consider, your right to veterans' preference on job applications. Whether you're contemplating a job in an area for which the service trained you, or in a different one altogether, you're entitled to specific consideration for many jobs, including one with the Federal Civil Service. This is the law, so don't run the risk of shortchanging your future. You want the best for yourself. You owe it to yourself to know about veterans' preference. Talk to personnel about it. All right, we're dialing the number of Superphone right now. We've been following the adventures. Oh, it's new.
Superphone presents the first action-filled episode in The Life of Rodney.
Oh, it's a follow-up to Napkin Man, I guess. Better be exciting, because that was... Hello?
Saddened by the departure of his lifelong friend Napkin Man, and eager to carry on with his new life, we find Rodney at Muscle Beach, enjoying some fun in the sun.
Kicking sand, right, in weakling's faces, or sewage.
Boy, oh boy, it sure is a hot day at the beach today. Great, it's the ice cream truck. I gotta get through here. Excuse me.
What thickens.
Where are you? Excuse me.
Sorry. Hi, Sonny, what's your pleasure?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'll have a kumquat snow cone.
Coming right up.
And heavy on the ice, but hold the nuts, okay?
Just a minute, kid. Did you say hold the nuts?
Gee, I think so.
You mean you want a kumquat snow cone, heavy on the ice, but hold the nuts?
I guess that's what I said.
Agent 006, we've been waiting for you.
Huh?
To be continued. Don't miss the next exciting episode beginning Monday on Superphone.
Next week, I understand the adventure centers around a three-month-old kumquat snow cone. That's right, a kumquat May.
Scrat,
Muskrat Love. That's probably what all those squeaks are you keep hearing in your radio. Guys, want to hold it down back there a little bit now? I'm trying to do a show. It's Charlie Tuna with Big Bad Leroy Brown. It's Jim Croce. And somebody requested we dial a story. I will in just a couple of minutes.
Better than old King Kong. Meaner.
took to fighting. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a big star puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Leroy Brown with Charlie Tuna. We'll dial a story with the San Francisco Public Library in just a second. If you're paying for your family's civilian medical care, you probably haven't heard about CHAMPIS. What is it? It's a comprehensive hospital and medical program for dependents of active duty personnel, retired servicemen, and their dependents, as well as dependents of deceased active duty or retired personnel. Nearly all of your civilian medical expenses can be paid for you, if you qualify. For more information, contact the executive director of CHAMPIS, Denver, Colorado. Zip is 80240. Now let's dial a story at San Francisco Public Library. See what the latest one. This may be a bedtime story if you can remember it until then. Oh, two rings. Maybe the recording is busy.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Thank you for calling Dial a Story.
It's me.
Presented by the Early Childhood Education Project, San Francisco Public Library.
Remember. I'm going
to
call.
Now listen to Billy the Littlest One by Miriam Schmein.
I'm going to start calling collect.
What is it like to be little?
I don't know.
I know. Because I'm the littlest one.
How big are you?
When I look out of the window, the window sill is up to my nose. I can never go anywhere alone. Someone's always following me.
Oh, girl.
I'm always the first one to go to sleep at night, but that's all right, because I'm the first one up in the morning.
Same here.
The littlest one is always first. That's how it seems to me. Except when we go someplace.
I can't see in line.
And I always seem to get there last.
Oh.
That's how it is when you're the littlest one.
We always get cut a little short.
But am I the only littlest one?
Huh?
Oh, no.
What?
Once we went to the zoo. Of all the elephants, there was the littlest one, too.
A little elephant?
I liked him the best.
I think I dated her.
He was so little that he could stand right under his mother. But he was not the only littlest one.
Oh, she stumbled.
I saw the littlest
monkey. Hear that? Recording stumbled.
He was drinking milk from a bottle.
What?
There was a littlest bear.
A little bear?
He was climbing on the rocks.
Lady,
the way
this
I
is
like
a
to do.
Family show.
How are things when you're the littlest one?
You have things to look
things
up to.
Things are just right. I have a spoon and fork just right for me. I have a little room just right for me.
Can I come over?
I have a little chair just right for me, too. And a little bear just right for me.
I need a little sleep.
Will I always be the littlest one? Oh, no, not me, because I keep getting bigger.
I'm getting a little short on time.
One day, a new little one may come walking down the street, and then I won't be the littlest one anymore.
Well.
That was the story of Billy the Littlest One.
It was a little story.
If you're the littlest one in your family, this story is especially for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the oldest one in the middle in your family, then maybe you remember what it was like to be the littlest one.
Could we cut this short, little person?
Thank you for calling Dial a Story.
Oh.
Hang up the phone now.
Well, wait a minute.
Bye.
Hold it now. Don't hang up on me. I'm bigger than you are.
Thank you.
is Charlie Tuna with Bobby Benton. Tell me why. I'd just prefer it if you'd tell me.
Tell me why, though I try to forget. Tell me why I think of you, yeah, I know. We danced until free. Tell me why my heart couldn't see. I never dreamed of romance, never gave it a chance. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, should have known the day you came my way that this was the time and the place. Tell me why I keep pulling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try?
Tell you, that was a lady's choice. Tell me why. Here's Paul Simon and the Dixie Hummingbirds. Love me like a rock. But when we get to that part where you throw me through a window, I think we could skip that if you don't mind.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
say now, who do?
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singing in Sunday choir.
Like the rock, oh baby, don't know me.
Simon's new single. He's pulled out of one of the best albums of the year called Here Goes Ryman Simon. That's called Love Me Like a Rock, or Don't You Date Clods Occasionally. It's Charlie Tuna here with a cute little gal named Pam on the telephone who's got an announcement of some sort to make. I'll get to her in a second. You say you'll be leaving the service soon, but you're not interested in going to college? What you want is a good trade school or some on-the-job or apprentice-type training. The Veterans Administration has the means to help you find the right school to train you for the right job, and you needn't wait until you're discharged. See personnel or write to any VA office for the information you'll need as you make plans for your life in the civilian world. You can start with a booklet entitled Federal Benefits for Veterans Independence. And on the phone is a gal named Pam. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
I've got a really important job interview. Would you play something to get my nerves calmed down?
What's the job interview?
Walt Disney Studios, secretarial.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Another Mickey Mouse job, huh?
Hi.
Like mine. Did you see that Elizabeth Taylor was at Disneyland yesterday?
You're kidding.
No, it's got a picture of her in the L.A. Times this morning. She went down there with a party of about 20 people, I guess a lot of kids in it. The only thing they've noticed down at Disneyland, outside of the enormous crowd reaction, was this morning, curiously enough, the mine shaft of the Seven Dwarfs and the Pirates of the Caribbean ride are all missing their diamonds.
Light up my life like sunrise in the morning. Me believe anything is possible. I didn't have a dream to my name. Darkness was mine, it was such a shame. But you came to light up my life. You brought me faith.
Zippo away, it's kind of distracting. Here are the Beatles next, and this says it all. The love you take is equal to the love you make.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry.
Golden Sun. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Beatles with Charlie Tuna, Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, and the End, all roll right into one. Chicago, feeling stronger every day. Those little recycle efforts I put my biodegradable body into on the weekends now. Of course, weekends really can't be that great at the end on Monday, can they? Feeling stronger with Charlie Tuna. Thank you for listening. Before we say our goodbyes, a quick hello to all our friends and listeners in Kunsan, Korea. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.
crisp, cool, and mountain fresh. The sun sparkling bright. The sky a vivid blue. A brilliant backdrop to the wondrous panorama of alpine peaks. Engulf yourself in the grandeur of Garmisch, Berchtesgaden, or Chiemsee at a room rate geared down to your pocketbook. Make reservations now for a leave at the Armed Forces Recreation Center during nature's next few spectacular weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Berlin, the American Forces Network Europe presents Songs By. And they are songs by Miss Carol King.
Until you gave your love to me. Don't
Sometimes I'm tired and I wonder what's so all-fired important about being someplace at some time. Whoa, but I don't really mind. 'Cause I could be on Easy Street and I know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Gentlemen from Berlin, the American Forces Network Europe has brought you Songs By. Songs by Miss Carol King. Join us next time for songs by Miss Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli. This is Mark White.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.